Like, what are the things that you love doing with me? It's too long a pause.
Eating?
No, more romantic than that.
What about eating a romantic dinner?
Less romantic than that.
What else do we do?
Watch Prison Break.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
yeah, but it's not.
So it's more romantic than watching
Less
Prison
romantic
Break.
Than that.
Less romantic than watching Prison Break.
Last time.
This is Bucci.
You told me you were going to point at me when I was allowed to talk.
All right, I'm pointing at you with my dressed up middle finger, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
I don't like that.
So we rented this boat. It looks just like a swan, except it's fiberglass.
Oh, how about I answer calls you paddle?
No.
Oh, my gosh. We're on a yacht.
I rented this
It's
thing,
really cool.
And now all of a sudden you want to go on some yacht.
I wanted to go in the summer.
Look, it is freezing.
I'm coming here on a cruise ship to see you guys in
the Oh, man, everyone has better boats than us.
Does your boat have 4,000 strangers?
No, it just has one.
Wow, guys.
So where did you guys meet?
At a radio station. What is the most romantic thing we've ever done together? Oh, we eloped. Yes, we eloped.
That was very romantic. Yes,
you weren't there.
Let's do a nice little meet cute between you guys.
So, Jim, do you like going to the movies?
Oh, I'm not Jim.
Oop, you're kissing now. All right.
I have a better boat than you.
I am.
I usually the one to paddle and Thomas having a beer.
I have one drink I make, and it's called the cake.
You could just look into each other's voices and have a nice little love connection. I would appreciate it. Christ's sake.
All right, Bucci.
All right, this date's over. Did you know I love Rhode Island?
No!
I didn't know that.
What's your favorite place that you think another person would like?
Restaurant? Question mark?
What do you admire most about each other?
The back of her head. It's got a nice shape. To each their own, right?
Clamming!
Yeah, listen to this.
Aww. Now that's a relationship. How is the date you're having with your shadow?
I haven't seen my shadow in years. Why would you bring that up on Valentine's Day?
Why don't you give yourself a nice kiss on the air? First time ever.
We're supposed to kiss on the air now, Kate. For the first time ever.
Okay.
Was I close? Was I close enough there? Almost kisses?
Kisses? Kisses?
And now, this week.
Can you call yourself a DJ?
On Bucci.
Getting no joy out of lifting weights anymore. What is wrong with me? I'm just doing it now. Left, right, left. What's the point? Like, seriously. It's like, what am I, trying to fill out my t-shirts? Just get smaller t-shirts. That's it. I'm gonna sit here and atrophy. Bucci again. There's another Bucci drop. You're waiting for it. All right. Oh my god. Still. All right. Hey everybody, where did the music go? My precious bed music. Let's get it over with. Crack a can of. Wetness. It's just wet. No name. Let's see. No flavors, just wet. Little off-putting, but I'll drink it. I'm also a little off-put. This might be a little shaky show because I'm in Studio B today as opposed to Studio A, which is thinner and more constrictive. I feel like I've described this before. I feel like I'm between two legs. I'm in the middle of two thighs that are slowly crushing me. And it's not pleasant like that sounds like. Because next week we're doing the WFMU Marathon. It's going to be next two, for 2 weeks, we're raising money to keep this station, to keep Bucci on the air primarily.
Gulp.
Don't let Ken hear that. I'm going to have some great co-hosts for my shows. Michelle, WFMU's own Michelle, with an L, from Feelings, is going to be my first co-host next week. She is really excited to make some money, and so there's a lot of pressure on me, and she's going to be glaring at me all show long, saying, why aren't the phones ringing? Why isn't anyone supporting Bucci? A good question. But I'm not going to, I don't want to get into this anymore right now. Let's just relax, huh?
Ah.
There we go.
Were they close? Was I close enough there?
Ugh.
Almost kisses.
Where did that even come from? You know what the funny thing about that drop, this one?
Were they close? Was I close enough there?
The funny thing about this thing is I definitely, definitely deleted this thing. I deleted it. Every week I go through my drops, all my drops, and delete the ones that I don't need anymore or who the ones who have displeased me. And that was one that was I deleted immediately because it creeped me the F out. I didn't like him coughing and sniffling and talking about kisses. If you talk about kisses, keep the fluids in.
Bucci.
That's actually adage. Not a Bucci adage, though. It's just like a doctor adage. So yeah, I deleted the stupid thing because I like to keep a streamline. I like to keep a clean tablet. I like to keep it fresh and clean and not clogged up with a lot of stuff. I love my Dell tablet. There's nothing like a Dell tablet. See, that is a Bucci adage, yet nothing. Okay, whatever. So, I keep it. I try to keep it in good shape, you know, because I don't want it to... I need it to work at a moment's notice. People who sleep next to Bucci know that he can't go to sleep without a bright light in his face. So, the tablet's great for that. I prop it up next to me. In bed, turn on my side, open up a blank Word document, turn up the brightness, and just stare like the whiteness that comes off this tablet. Just, ooh, me. Just stare at it until I fall asleep. Like a baby or a teenager. It's always been this way, you know? I don't know. It's one of these things that... I don't know. I can't explain it. I've always kind of had that thing. And like when I was a kid, I didn't have a Dell tablet. So I'd asked my mother to point a flashlight at my face until I fell asleep. And that would do it. I'd drift off and I'd like dream of heaven, like the white light. And like, oh man, wish I was there. And just drift into heaven, into heaven, into heaven, into heaven. How did I even get started on this? I don't even really want to keep talking about this. This is very personal. What was I? Oh yeah, I'm gonna delete this drop. I'm deleting it. Gone. That's gone. Thank the baby. Let's continue with the rest of the show. Thank you. What are we gonna do? So it's been an insane week in the United States. I've been feeling pretty stressed. Not sure how to manage it. Stress management isn't one of Bucci's. I didn't major in that. I dropped out of college before I got to the stress management portion of my degree, which was in fur and fur design. So when I'm feeling like this, which I'm sure everybody is, what I do is I just watch Instagram Reels for 10 hours. Man. Nothing like Instagram Reels.
Trust Bucci.
You gotta trust Bucci on that one. Oh, there goes the music. Come on, baby. Come on. Almost cursed. So yeah, just love a Instagram reel. And one thing that I have found that comes up in my feed a lot, that I found soothing, I guess, is a hashtag or a thing called Stick Nation. Stick Nation. It's a real thing. You can look it up. And what it is it's people all over the world, not New York City, but all over the world, except for New York City, and places, somewhere in Portugal also they don't have it. And what that is people from all over posting sticks that they have found in the wilderness or on the street or in their old disused barn or whatever. And it's just them showing the stick and telling them about it and what's the deal and why they like it and all that stuff. It's some of the most wholesome content out there. You know, it's an interesting shape. Or maybe it twists in a weird way. Or it's perfectly smooth.
Smooth booch.
Smooth as Santana. Or a stick that's as rough as Rob Thomas. Or maybe it's functional, like a walking stick. Who hasn't gone on a hike and found a big stick? It's a rhetorical question. People on the chat are saying they haven't. Well, I said, you know, you take a, you know, like, I don't know, maybe I'm, but you go on a walk, right? You find a big stick and you have it with you the whole walk. And it does so many things for you. You can't even imagine the walk without the stick. It helps you balance. It supports you when you're shaky or you're about to fall off a cliff. It allows you to go places that you would never go if you were stickless. And, I don't know, come to depend on it. And then, when the walk is over, it's time for you to go, and your wife says you're not taking that friggin' stick in the car, you gotta let it drop, and it feels like you're leaving a it feels like you're leaving a friend behind. I'm sorry, I'm very emotional. State. But that's okay. What's a fungal infection between friends, right? I'm sorry. That's just one of my jokes. Fungal infection between friends. Or if it's another kind of stick. A stick, you find a stick just anywhere on the street among any your common garden variety sticks, and this one has, you pick it up and it has a magical feeling to it. A wand, it feels like a wand or a globe, or it's got a hole in it that you can see through time. Anyway, I love sticks, is what I'm saying. And I relate to this Stick Nation movement. Because it's just wholesome, and I love a cool stick. It's always been a little pleasure for me. Walking around, thinking about Bucci, a weird stick catches my eye, and it's like, ooh.
Come here, Bucci. Come here. Bucci. Come here, Bucci. Bucci, come here.
I'm coming. And I pick it up, and it fits, the shape of it fits the hole that I feel in the pit of my stomach. You know?
Hernia status.
No, it's not a hernia. It's a metaphorical hole. Drops. Idiot. In Boy Scouts, I was out in the woods a lot getting poison ivy, and while my fellow scouts were out there wasting their time enjoying each other's company, I was out in the brush looking for sticks. Literally. I remember I found one that was shaped like a Dell tablet, and that started my interest in Dell tablets. And when the Dell tablet finally came out, I ran to my wife and said, I found a stick once that looked like this. And she said, oh, I understand. I don't know if she did, though. And even before Scouts, when my grandmother was in a nursing home and we had to visit her all the time and go in and see her, and I couldn't deal with it, I ran from the room. No, 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 I can't deal with that. I just couldn't be there, so I'd go outside and hang around. In back of the facility, there was a little wood, and I'd just dive in there. I'd hang out in there, and pretty soon I was finding all kinds of cool sticks. Brown ones, gray ones that were like, one that was shaped like a B, one that was shaped like a U, one that was shaped like a C. One was like shaped like another C. One was shaped like a grandmother who didn't have type 2 diabetes. Looking for these things and took my mind off the bad things that were happening in the nursing room, the death. And if there was going to be any death, it was going to be a demon slain by a sword-like branch. I would swing it over my head, screaming. Stick can be a cool stick, thick, knobby, pointed. It can be a defender like that. Something to poke into the dark places. Or a thing that you can just get lost in. I found myself getting lost in sticks, breaking it. And until it's ripping off all the little twigs until it's perfect and then whittling it down until it fits your hand like an iPhone 4. I remember once I got obsessed with this root that I found. Really long. It was like blackened from being in the ground so long. And I tied it to my leg, actually, and I pretended that I was a tree. Peaceful, you know, felt centered. Wise, untroubled by 9/11. And that's not a feeling that I often have. People in the chat are shocked. They say, Bucci, you seem so centered. Well, you guys are not very perceptive. So anyway, I was thinking about that, and so I thought this week I wanna, you know, our stupid lives. Let's just put everything out of our head and focus on sticks. Sticks are gonna save us. And because Stick Nation is already a brand or whatever, it's already a thing, let's do it, let's call it something else. Let's call it, Bucci's Branches. Bucci's Branch Kingdom. So what I want you to do, and I'm talking to you, I want you to call up with your stick and describe it. Describe where you found it, why you like it, how it makes you feel. Not too much detail on that last one. You know, don't tell me the stick makes you make a sound or anything. Like if you see the root and go, ooh. Save that for Jim the Poet Show. So aside from that, you know. aside from that, call up. I'd like to hear about your sticks. Let's just start a little stick. I'm sure there's people out there with something hanging on a wall, or you keep it buried in the backyard, or you lie next to it in bed. But again, that's not too many details. That's fine. So that's after the break. So right now, let's hear some music. And I want to listen to this, guys. I want to hear on the other side of this break about your strange relationship with sticks. It's Prince! Strange relationship. Only on WFMU. Ooh, yeah.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Let's talk sticks.
Call 201-536-9368. New number, 201-536-9368. One more time, 201-536-9368. And give Bucci your response now about sticks. Now let's go back to the music.
That was Prince, Strange Relationship, off the almighty Sign of the Times album. That was the Shep Pettibone remix of that song. No one remixes a song like Shep Pettibone. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
It is a Bucci adage. It's so quiet, Studio B. All right, let's get going. We're talking sticks. Wait, call in with your favorite stick and tell us all about it right now. First, I gotta crack another can of this wetness. I was ragging on the wetness earlier, but I'm really good. I think wetness is my new favorite drink. It's like just pure wet. All right, hold on. Now, how do I answer? How do I do this with the phones here? Okay, here we go. For caller. Okay, so what is your stick like? So it's like tone. It's like droney and long and. Good answer. Thanks for starting us off. Caller, you got Chibooch.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Hey, Hero. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, good. Are you sure? You kind of paused there. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, yes, I'm okay.
You're a very cheerful person. True or false?
Well, I'm true.
Well, I honestly... Okay. So, Hero, my friend, do you have a stick that you'd like to show us? A Bucci's branch? So, first you say, what's up, Bucci's branches? This is my stick. So, go ahead and tell us about your stick there, son.
All right. My stick...
You didn't say, what's up, Bucci's branches?
Oh, yes. What's up, Bucci... Branch sticks. My
Bucci's
stick
branch
has,
kingdom, I think.
What?
No, nothing. Keep going.
My stick has a hornet nest on the end.
Okay. Is it a live hornet's nest, or is it what? Is it all? It's a desiccated one, right? It's all dried out, like papery.
Well, there's no hornets in there, I think.
Okay.
It's winter.
Okay, and on top of... Okay, aside from that's interesting. So what does the stick itself look like? I know what a hornet's nest look like. I'm not interested. We're not doing a hornet's nest show. So what does the stick look like? Describe it.
The stick is very straight.
It's very straight. Okay.
Has no branches coming off of it.
Okay.
And has a... there's one branch that fell off,
okay.
So it ripped off, and so it made a little mark on the branch.
And how long have you had this stick?
Oh, this was like yesterday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where do you keep it? Do you keep it under your bed so your parents don't see it, or do you keep it on the hanging on the wall, or just outside, or what do you do it? Where do you keep it?
I keep it, yeah, outside.
Yeah.
In the yard.
So why do you like this stick, Hero?
I like how it's very straight and how the hornet's nest is on there.
Yeah, great. Maybe in the springtime, the hornets will come back.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that will be, then your stick is full of life. Angry life, but life.
Yes.
Okay, well, hold on to that thing. Does it make you feel good? You like it? You, I mean, you kind of,
yes.
You felt like finding a little bit of a little treasure or something, right?
Yeah.
All right, Hero, thanks very much. And don't forget to pledge to Bucci next week.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, we got a new number here. I feel like I can hear people calling the wrong number. It's 201-536-9368. That's 201-536-9368. We're in a new studio today. So I also brought my own favorite sticks. I got a bunch of them here. Okay, let's see. This is one of my favorites. It's kind of got a fork, like a what's it called? A dowager? Down? What's the one? What's it called? When you're, it's a stick that helps you find water. That's, it's kind of like that, but it's thin. I call it Glenn. And this is Alice. And this big one here is Ramon, and this one right here is cute. It's called Cyrus, and it's round and spiky. And to me, it kind of looks like a virus, so I call it Cyrus the Virus. Oh, it hates that when I do that. So I have a whole bunch of them, and that just kind of having them in my hand kind of centers, makes me feel good, feel good, feel good, feel good. I mean, it just fits.
Oh, I fit perfectly on you.
Yeah, it fits perfectly on Bucci. Caller, you got Shabucci.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo. How are you?
I'm good, I guess.
Okay. So, do you have a stick today that will maybe cheer us up? Or cheer
All
you
right.
up. I mean,
I'm
already very cheerful.
One time when I was a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and my little sister, she was probably about 9, and she had this stick. It was like a regular stick. It was about a foot long, and it was very straight.
It was what? It was very straight, and
it was
long as a football field? Is that what you said? It was long as a football field?
No, it was about a foot long.
Oh, a foot long, not a football
yes.
field long. Okay. That would be a pretty cool
and
stick.
It had
what
like one little stump sort of sticking off the side.
Is that a Bucci adage? Uh-huh.
And then, so she painted this stick. She painted it with the rainbow.
Okay.
And then she stuck googly eyes on the stick and a smiley face.
She drew.
Mr. Oh. Stick.
It's say again?
So she named the stick Mr. Stick.
Mr. Stick. Okay.
Yeah.
And what did Mr. Stick, like, how did Mr. Stick make you feel?
Well, at first it kind of creeped me out,
mm.
if I'm being honest. I thought it was a
Thank
little
you
weird.
For,
you know?
Right. But.
You know, I warmed up to him, you know?
Right. Oh, him.
I would carry him around.
Right, him.
You know?
You'd carry him around where?
You know,
where
I'd
would
look
you?
At her and I'd see Mr. Stick, his smile, you know?
Mr. Stick's smile, and it kind of made you feel, you know, kind of like warm and kind of loved a little bit?
Yeah. Look at my sister carrying around a stick.
Yeah, and what happened to Mr. Stick?
You know, I honestly don't know. It's probably still in her room somewhere.
Oh, it's in her room? Because I was thinking maybe you could pay it forward and someone else will find Mr. Stick and be like, you know, a lonely boy like you will find it and Mr. Stick will cheer them up. I hope so, right?
Yeah, that it's a very good possibility, you know, 30 years very from now, good. Found it in some attic somewhere. I don't know.
Right, yeah. Or maybe it's a it's rung for Congress. Maybe they didn't realize it was a stick and not a human, and they got it. Now he's in the House of Representatives doing a great job, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. All right, Leo, thanks very much. And don't forget to pledge all of your money to Bucci.
Okay.
All right, bye. Yeah, Mr. Stick, I'd like to hear, you know, does your stick have a voice? Is your stick a shillelagh? A shillelagh.
Shillelagh.
I like having a shillelagh as much as I like saying shillelagh. Call you, Gabucci.
Now the representative doing a great job.
My voice. Turn down your radio and talk to Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. This is Jeff. And yes, I am that Jeff, the Jeff with the world's largest stick collection.
Okay. Oh, I've heard nothing about you, but I would love to hear now everything about you. So tell me about, you have a whole, how big, how large is this stick collection?
It's so large, I like to think of it as, I want to share it with the world. I sort of think of it as being on the open source kind of MIT license. So I keep it scattered about the forests of the world.
The world.
Sometimes I display them on trees and just let everybody enjoy the collection free of charge.
I see. An open source thing.
To the world.
So if it's all over the world, how can you separate your sticks from the sticks that are just your common sticks that aren't in part of your open source program?
Yeah, that's a common question that I get. And it's very subjective. I just kind of figure that out. It's sort of, you know, you kind of take it as you go.
Okay. That doesn't answer my question, but I feel like I kind of understand you nevertheless. What is your favorite stick out of all the sticks that you have all over the world, apparently? What's your favorite one? And tell us all about it, please.
Well, I'm very partial to conifers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to have conifer sticks, although I like the needles removed.
Yes.
So they're, because they get a little prickly.
Yeah.
So somewhere around maybe like 3/4 inch diameter is like right in my sweet spot.
Yes.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bucci.
And maybe about...
Don't say sweet spot.
I don't want them perfectly straight. You know, you want to have some character.
You want to have some character. Yeah, absolutely. You want to have gnarls, just like a person's face. You want it to be all cursed worded up, right?
Yeah, it's a feature, not a bug. That's how I always look at it. And so there's, you know, it's like, what is it, wabi-sabi? I like a lot of wabi-sabi in my stick.
Yeah, and how does it, why do you, do you use it for any particular thing? Do you use it for anything, or you just kind of like it? And the sticks don't need to have a purpose. They're just sticks.
Yes. Yeah, they can serve a function when you need them to. They can be splints, like there's a lot of application in, you know, first aid and things like that. But yeah, they can just exist on their own, and you can just love them for just the way they are. I like them just the way they are.
Absolutely. And you kind of look at it, and everything kind of fades away, and you can just kind of be with the thing, and your life is reduced to a person looking at a stick and a stick looking right back at you, right? And you just like bliss, right?
It's just, yeah, you kind of get one with the stick.
Yeah,
and you want to sometimes be the stick, like feel the stick.
Right. All right. Well, man, I hope someone else finds your stick. Hey, everyone out there, there are beautiful sticks lying around. What's your name again?
I'm Jeff with the world's largest stick collection.
Jeff with the Lord. So go out there. He wants you to enjoy them. He wants
you to. Enjoy my sticks. Sticks
right. Goodbye. New number, 201-536-9368. We're talking sticks, Bucci's branches, or Bucci's branch kingdom, Bucci's branch land, Bucci's branchland. That's pretty good. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing?
Fine. Who's this?
Franco.
Franco, how you doing? Good?
I'm okay. It's very nice and pretty here today. It's spring.
Wow. It is the opposite here. It is the deep, dark winter. And instead of feeling deep and dark and alone, we're talking sticks that make us feel better and not loved, but understood.
Sure.
I don't like you.
Now I got a question for you.
Okay.
And tell me yes, no.
Yep.
Drumsticks.
Interesting. Are these whittling, Have you whittled them yourself, or are these just like your mass-produced Ludwig sticks, drum sticks?
Yeah, I bought them at the store.
But you know what? It is a stick. I don't know what kind of stick they make out of.
There's no other word for them.
All right, so describe your... Do they have wooden heads, or do they have the plastic heads that marching bands use, or are they thick,
well,
are they thin?
Well, they're just tapered. I don't know, I was never into the technical aspects of like that stuff, but can I proceed with the story that is maybe off the mark a bit?
Okay, well, I kind of just want to hear about the stick and how it makes you feel, but and what you do it for it.
I think I can do that.
If we can kind of do that, that would be great.
Okay. I went to a party. This was in the early 80s. And there was this thrash band playing, and they didn't have a drummer. So they said, hey, you can be our drummer. I said, okay. So I found a couple of paint sticks, you know, like for mixing paint, and some metal cans, and those were my drums.
Uh-huh.
Well, that didn't last very long, and I went into a thrift store, actually found a set of drums.
Right.
I bought them, and I took them home, and my girlfriend at the time told me, you're not going to keep those things in the house. So I had to take them over to my sister's house and put them in the attic, and around that set of drums, a band formed. And I was the drummer. I was a terrible drummer.
Right.
But I was the drummer.
But these sticks kind of unlocked your, you know, you were able to make music with these things. Whereas before, you were just using your fingers to play the drums.
In this case, paint sticks.
Yeah, paint sticks, yeah. Which is a slappy sound more than the crisp sound.
I had this delusion about being a drummer. And we were playing at a party. It was a house-wrecking party. It was an old orchard house, and we were the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, the cops came in the back door. There was about five of them, and everyone ran out the front door, including the band. I left my drums there and ran
but
to
you
a coffee
kept
shop
the sticks.
Down the street.
But you kept the sticks.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, come.
After we figured it was safe, we went back, and there were all these people throwing rocks and bottles at the house. And just at that moment, my drums were bouncing down the front stairs. So when I figured I wasn't going to get the living daylights beat out of me, I went back in the house.
I love you.
And I retrieved the sticks. That was all that left.
You.
They kicked the living daylights out of my drums, so they were useless.
Uh-huh.
And then I had the drums, and then I went home that night. And, you know, and I started drumming on the kitchen table. And this person who I used to live with said, What's wrong? You look kind of morose. And I told her the story. And I said, all I have left are the drumsticks.
Sorry. Yeah.
And she goes, and you know what she said to me? Don't hit the table. Hit a chair.
I was going to guess that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. It's a nice, I like that take on things because... Yeah, a stick can be anything. Well, I mean, it can't, but like, you know, you described, you know.
A stick is like cancer.
And
it's 200 different things.
Or it's like people. You could also say people.
Yeah.
It could be anything. It's everything.
Yeah.
All right, Franco, thank you for talking about your stick and how it makes you feel or made you feel.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was Ginger Baker for just a minute.
Ginger Baker.
And it was just a minute.
Well, we could all be, I mean, that's about as long as I would want to be Ginger Baker, frankly. I mean, it seemed that guy had a haunted
house.
Of
course, there wasn't a movie back then. There was only the legend. So I didn't know about the bad parts yet.
Right, right. But you could tell by the way he was drumming.
I suspected.
That why am I continuing
We all suspected.
Right. Well, he was a genius. I'm not sure about
he
that.
He was good with sticks.
Yep. All right, Franco. And thank you very much. And don't forget to pledge to Bucci.
I certainly will.
All right, bud. Bye. 201-536-9368. We're talking sticks. What is? You have a fun stick? Call in. You got one that looks like Iggy Pop? Do you got one that tastes like Iggy Pop? Does it have a voice? Do you have a stick that looks like a crown, like a root that looks like a crown? You put it on your head and you have like absolute power. And you're like, I can break norms. I'm a king. I can break like 2-3 norms. And I can do anybody. Nobody can stop me. Like a stick like that, or a stick like a crutch. What else? Stick like a witch fingery stick that goes, it curls up as if to say, come, let's have intercourse in this shed. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, it's Jessa.
Oh, hey, Jessa, how are you?
I'm good. I'm on my way to work. 95 South. Heading towards NK.
Good old 95 anyway. South. All right.
Good old 95. Okay, so my stick story. I was in Florida, and I'm walking along this river with my darling husband and my darling mother-in-law, both of whom I love very much. And there were, I saw these, you know, beautiful Florida plants and the trees and vines and things. And there were air plants, you know, like naturally in these trees, but they were all entwined and everything, right? So I said to myself and my companions, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if I found one that, like, wasn't attached? And within 5 minutes, did I not find the sweetest, tiniest little air plant, just a classic guy with a little, you know, little spikes that go out around a small little branch on the tree.
Oh.
And I was able to snap off that little stick with the air plant on it. And I said, we drove it home to Florida, and I had it for a very long time.
That's cool. So it had its, that stick, which you killed by breaking it, had its, but it had its own little life on it, and it kind of grew out of that that thing. That's a really nice one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good one. It was really satisfying. Really satisfying. I remember saying when it happened, I fished my wish.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wishing for sticks or wishing for, you know, just for a little bit of peace, a little bit of happiness, and you find a little stick and it's got a little air plant on it and you can keep it and it just look at it and like, man, I have a little life and it relies on Bucci and it will never leave. Okay.
Right.
Jessa, thank you so much. That's a good one. That's an unusual one. I haven't heard of such a stick before.
Next time I'll ask for a hornet's nest.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Love ya.
All right. Check. Oh, sorry. I forgot to ask her to make sure you pledge to Bucci. There's a marathon next week. Bucci's got, where's the drop?
Talk.
Bucci's got a premium. It's a CD or a download. It's called 24 Hours with a Friend. Bucci, and if you want yet to learn all about Bucci and what he does when he's away from the show, you learn some things. You learn a lot about Bucci on this premium, and I don't mean like one or two things. I mean like three or four things. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Oh, Bucci, what's up?
Hey, who's this? Tell me about your stick.
Hey, it's Double G.
Oh,
yeah, so I got a pretty special stick actually.
Okay.
Kind of connoisseur of driftwood.
Driftwood. Yep, that's a stick. That's an official
that's a type
stick.
Of stick. And we were taking a road trip across the United States, and we stopped by the Great Salt Lake, and we went to go see the Spiral Jetty. You know the Spiral Jetty, Gucci?
Yes. No, yeah. I don't. Yeah. But let's just move on from that.
I'm not going to explain them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And
gotta lift
and
some
so we walked out to the Spiral Jetty, and you know, and there was these beautiful driftwood, you know, branches sticking around. So
still
one,
not getting anything.
Emotionally.
Yep.
And, you know, we just surrounded it and kind of just, you know, all touched it and wouldn't let go.
You wouldn't let go of the stick. Did you ever, what was it shaped like?
It kind of has a soft S shape to it.
That's unusual. Like right.
Almost like a caterpillar crawling up a tree.
Yeah.
You know,
S. Do you still I love an SS. It's still with you? Is it sitting next to you?
Yeah, it's actually right here. I'm wrapped up in plastic, like, you know, all beautiful, like Laura Palmer.
Oh, so you keep it fresh. You keep it. So you have that kind of relationship with it.
So what's interesting about it, it's actually encrusted with salt on it because it was in the Great Salt Lake.
Talk about,
you know?
Right.
So it has this kind of like purpley iridescence to it, which is, I think, pretty unique to a driftwood stick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to have a little shiny and shine to it. And you don't use it. It just doesn't have a use, which is nice to have something. It doesn't, just because it doesn't have a use, doesn't mean that it's not incredibly important to your life.
Well, it does have a slight back of use.
Works.
Can I be honest about it?
Chill. Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of the salt in the Great Salt Lake, you know, there's a lot of salt there.
Yeah.
And one of the salts is like arsenic or something.
Yeah.
So technically this, if I probably like boil down this stick, I can make some arsenic, allegedly.
Oh, all right. So don't kill anyone with this stick. Don't
Let's just say don't open any packages, Bucci, at WFMU headquarters.
I always do. In fact, I always everything's cool. I use a big pointy stick and I poke at it, and if it it doesn't explode, then I throw it away.
Is it the kind of stick that has a little like Mickey Mouse hand at the end, so you can just kind of like from a safe, you know, distance?
No, it's just as long as a, let's say it's a, as long as a sword, and it's sharp as Bucci. All right, see you later, buddy. Don't forget to go to donate to the show. These sticks. Look at this thing. So this is my stick, Pete. Tap, 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 tap. And I would say it's gray. And it's still got a little green on it, so it is still alive. I did rip it off. We're ripping trees, sticks off the tree of life and killing it in a good way. Good old Pete. It makes me feel good. It does. It does. It does. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Who are you? Who are you? I'm fine. Who are you?
I am Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Oh, hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I have two kinds of sticks, but I can be quick about both of them.
Oh, yeah, please.
The first, I have three, like, 5 foot, 4 foot tall birch tree branches, like white tree.
Wow, you said five? You have, like, five of them?
I have three of them.
Oh, three of them.
5 foot tall or 4 feet tall.
Right, okay.
Long. And they're named George, Charlie, and Steve.
Okay.
And then I have, from my childhood, a yardstick. I still have.
Wait, so it's literally a yardstick, or it's...
Yeah.
It literally a yardstick, and you've had it for your whole life?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where did you find Charlie, Steve, and Greg? I forgot the other one's name. Where did you find this stick, these sticks?
I found them in woods upstate on a little hike.
Did you use it as a hiking stick, or are they? I mean, I forgot. Are they? There's bit. Can they be used as a as like a walking stick, or?
They're too thick for that.
Too thick.
I took them for
classic
fun
problem.
Indoor and like decorations.
Oh yeah, because they're birchwood, so they're very beautiful.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Sarah. That's fantastic. And you hung on to them for a long time. So how do they make you feel? You like it though.
Yeah, I like having outside, inside. Makes me feel good.
Good. All right, Sarah. Thanks. Great call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
I don't need to... Come on. I don't need to cry. You got a stick. This is... God. Call it Yagabuchi. Jesus.
I gave you the help you need, Bucci.
Zachary, how are you
Zachary,
doing?
Yeah. Hey, doing all right.
Good.
I just donated.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now I suppose I'm in debt to you.
Right?
Now I suppose I'm in debt to you in some way, and now you have that over my head.
Bucci, no.
People who donate they don't
you
control
too.
Bucci.
I'm indebted to you.
Okay, good, good. I like it that way. Zachary, sure. Tell me about your stick.
Well, I mean, this particular one I have is it's a little statue stick, weathered, insects ate it a bit.
Uh-huh.
Has some cool like knots. From afar, it would almost if you added some train model moss or you can make it look like a mountain. I think.
Ooh.
Like a giant. Mm.
And what is it? How long? How big is it?
This particular one, this one's only about a foot and a half.
Okay. Why do you keep it around?
Oh, it looks great.
It looks great.
I find it very fascinating. It's intriguing, yeah. Nice textures, good shadows, the shapes are nice, the contours.
Isn't it great? The contours and, like, there's just something about it that just feels great when you put it in your hand and the world just disappears.
Yeah.
Do you take it anywhere to, like, the bar or, you know, when you're out on your dates?
I mean, occasionally I will put it in the bag, and then if the mood is right and the person, you know, I'm really vibing with, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll break it out and I'll say, hey, this is a stick I really like.
And does it have a little
now
voice?
I can say,
talked
about it on the radio.
That'll be great.
Really,
and then you can say, oh, what's the radio show? Oh, it's called Bucci. Can you, when you pull it out of your bag on your date, does it do a little voice like, right. Can you do it for me? Can you do your Sticks voice?
Hi, my name's Dan.
All right. Thanks so much, Zachary. Yeah. I appreciate that. I don't like that voice. You know, I don't know. Maybe this show, I don't know. Maybe Bucci's Branch Land wasn't the right way to go. I don't know if this is actually making me feel any better. I mean, it's just like, who cares? You know? Like, what is the point? So it's a stick. I mean, what is that going to do? I mean, you know, this is my problem. This is my problem. I get excited about something, throw myself into it, and like 28 years later, I stop doing it. I give up. You know, I don't think I like sticks after all. You know what? Come here, Ramon. Come here. Who cares? Come here. I think you're better than me.
Bucci.
Let's see, like this? Yeah? Who cares? I'm not done with you.
Was I close enough there? Almost kisses.
You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Up next is the man, Billy Jam. He's back. And he's going to rock a world. All right.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Bucci, sure. What I appreciate about you is that you bring in actual props.
Well, they're not a prop. They were my sticks, but they're just, who cares? I mean, you have them now. Now they're yours. You know, those splinters are yours, and that's a Bucci adage. All right, folks, I'll see you next week. Remember, who listens to Bucci?
You do.
You do, Chi.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Billy Rock. Whoa. I just wanna make my whole city rock. Know that I'm able to shake up the table. I make them all pop. City cops. Jason and Jack gonna be facing the bet because now they all see what you really got. I got a feeling we going up.